You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Football Friday. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of her dreams and on budget online at marks-jewelers.com. I'm sorry, I did not have the Twitter question results up, but I do now. The question is, do you know what Trenton makes? And 71.4% say they do not know what Trenton makes.
Nice. Well, good slogan for the city.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're in Philly. We're not in Trenton. So it's sure. A good 45 minutes north of here.
Yeah.
My brother and I.
Is it?
Yeah. 40 minutes. Yeah.
95.
Yeah. My brother and I used to go to a wing place in Trenton all mm-hmm. the time. We went to Cluck U, and we would get there, drive all the way up, get their spiciest wings.
Yeah.
And then
Cluck U. Awesome.
Dude, it was good. It was good. I mean, back in my non-vegan days.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had, and they also had, you know, like a lot of wing places do, they have the one where it's so hot you have to sign a waiver to eat the wings.
Inferno.
Yeah, yeah.
Inferno wings.
We tried that at three different Cluck U locations. We completed it at one.
I feel like you went on a lot of road trips.
Oh, with my brother? For food?
For wings.
Yes.
Specifically.
Absolutely.
A lot of road trips?
Yeah.
That's dudes going on a road trip?
Bros.
Road.
Oh.
Come on, man. Welcome to our delegation.
Yeah. Joining us now, the great Ron Jaworski. You can see Jaws on the on the NBC Sports Philly pre and post game show. Sorry, it's been a long week. Before the game on Sunday, Jaws, thanks for joining us.
Spike, it has been a long week, but also a very interesting one and a fun one.
You're fun. It's
yeah, fun.
Well, you know,
it's fun talking ball.
Yeah, it is. I wish we could get back to talking ball. I hope everybody shuts up in there for a week or so we can talk about the football team. You know, rather than
that's not going to happen. It's Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, Joss. Let me
if
ask you.
If you win, you don't win by enough. You know how it is.
Yes, absolutely. the Mike Schmidt quote lives on. You know, 40 years later. You know, the joy of victory. And the agony of reading about it the next day. So
it is so true. It is so true. I was part of that,
yes.
part of that era.
Yes. So let's start on the side of the ball that is functioning better than properly is excellently, and that is the defense. If I were to ask you, as this defense has evolved, I asked this to Baldy yesterday, which addition do you think has been more has meant more to the Eagles over the last few weeks? Would you say Jalen Phillips or N'Kobe Dean?
I don't, and N'Kobe Dean can do it. We've seen him do it historically. I did not know what Jalen Phillips was going to be able to do. So I would say he has impressed me the most and been the player with the biggest impact so far on the defense.
Yeah, them putting pressure on the quarterback like this, we really only saw toward the end of the season last year. They were a defense that sort of thrived with their coverage rather than getting to the quarterback. But I can't remember seeing an Eagles team get after the quarterback the way they have the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and you have to give Vic Fangio an incredible amount of credit. You know, an incredible amount. I mean, what he's done with the defense starting a year ago, losing a lot of quality players coming into this season, now replace those players with quality players, and the defense is still evolving. I mean, we're not near what this defense is going to be. And I think, you know, I'd made a comment. I thought, you know, Campbell's playing better than Kobe Dean until Kobe Dean got in there starting and started playing. I realized, wow, Campbell was playing really good. Mm-hmm. And Kobe Dean's playing even better. So that's a good problem. That's a really good problem.
Yep.
Now you can move Campbell to the outside. You can put that edge rusher. So you got a wealth of edge rushers, which is today's NFL game. If anyone watched that game last night, you see the significance of edge rushers and defensive linemen, you know, collapsing up the middle. The game is changing, and it always changes year to year, sometimes week to week. But I think this defense right now is really, really going to continue to get better as the season wears on.
And you mentioned, just real quick, that like a good problem to have, both those guys are free agents after this year. We're talking about N'Kobe Dean and Jalen Phillips. If Jalen Phillips ends up staying healthy throughout the year, which has been his issue in the past, those are, those are two guys that when we were looking forward and thinking about all the guys they have to pay on defense, those are two guys I had not considered, you know, a month ago. And N'Kobe Dean's looks so good, and Jalen Phillips has looked so good, you almost can't even imagine the team without him next year.
Yeah, look what happened last year. No one expected Zach Bond to turn out to be damn near the league MVP on defense, a defense player of the year, and they got him signed quickly. But, you know, Howie always seems to find a way to spend Jeffrey's money, and we like that about him.
Yep. Jaws, if you're going up against this defense Sunday night, and let's say I throw Quinyon on CeeDee Lamb, how are you attacking this defense? You're going at – the question I'm asking is, how do the Eagles sort of defend this Cowboys wide receiving core?
Yeah, it is a tough challenge. They have got outstanding wide receivers. There is no doubt about it. And Prescott's playing about as well as any quarterback in the league right now. Their offensive line is much improved. And they only, you know, they got a strong tight end as well as beside two tremendous wide receivers. So, I mean, I'm kind of forecasting the way Vic normally likes to play. He's not a heavy blitz percentage guy. He's normally around 20%. And then earlier in the season, it was higher than that because I think he was trying to manufacture pressure because he didn't know he had the edge rushers that could pressure the quarterback. So I think it'll be a kind of a scheme based on coverage, not a blitzing scheme, but based on coverage. Because this secondary is getting better and better every week. CB number cornerback number two has been playing better, no matter who it is right now. Mm-hmm. So I think the defense as a whole is playing better, but I think it'd be a very conservative approach and let the four down linemen come with pressure.
Yeah,
and you know the Dallas offense has been really good this year. You know they haven't beaten a lot of great teams, but that is they were even moving. Now we didn't have Jalen Phillips or N'Kobe Dean, but before the weather delay in week one, they were moving the ball against our defense even at that point.
Well, earlier in the week, I went back and looked at that game one again, and they should have won the football game. I hate to say that, but CeeDee Lamb, you know, dropped three passes. We would have been behind in that game. So we won the game, but they had a numerous opportunities to win that game. So they're better on offense. I think their offensive line is getting better. And I think their defensive line, with the addition of Kenny Clark and Quinnen Williams, have really helped. And, you know, they had five players that didn't start in that opening day game, so it's a little bit of a different Dallas Cowboy team. And I look at it this way too: this is their Super Bowl, guys. This is the Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl. They have to win this game, period. And I kind of got the feeling at the Washington game last week against the Raiders, you know, seeing all the aftermath of the Marshawn Nealon, you know, tragedy that took place. Mm-hmm. A lot of times those things bond a football team. And it looked like they were on a mission. It bonded the football team. So seeing, you know, Brian Schottenheimer's talk after that game, you know, with the all-access that we get right now on television cameras, you know, that team came together. Sometimes you have a tragedy like that happen, and it kind of galvanizes the football team. And, you know, it may have done that to the Dallas Cowboys. We'll find out. But I know we're going to get their best shot. We're going to get their best shot on Sunday.
Have you seen anything, or what have you seen offensively from us that we can sort of attack or exploit with this Dallas Cowboy defense? They got personnel now. They're getting guys back. And I know that was the Raiders they played last week, but they do have good players over there now. And I'm just wondering how we go about attacking that Cowboys defense.
I think it's a really good question because I've been looking at kind of a bigger picture with the offense rather than maybe zeroing in on what they're going to do against Dallas. And
okay.
When I watched this offense after last week's game, I thought last week's game was the perfect game where we could come out of our funk on offense. Because when you play Detroit, they play almost 60% man-to-man coverage. They don't disguise a whole lot. They line up and play man-to-man. You got him, you got him, you got him. You know, so there wasn't a confusing style of defense. And I thought it would be the game, when you play a lot of man, what presents problems for a defense are formation variation, motions, picks, rubs, clusters, all those things that cause confusion for a defense. We didn't do that. And it bothered me. We did not do that. We did not give them the looks that I thought would give, you know, the kind of trouble you would give a Lions man-to-man scheme defense. So it kind of, as I thought it through, I kind of think here's how this coaching staff seems to be approaching this season. We have better players, and we're going to line up and play. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you've got better players, you can just go, hey, we're going toe-to-toe, man-to-man, and we're going to find a way to complete passes against you. We didn't do that. Now, we stayed with the way we normally do things. We don't use a lot of motion. We don't use a lot of clusters. We don't use a lot of picks and rubs and all those things that cause problems for defense by making them make mistakes. So, you know, I think we need to change some things. I've always been a big fan of the design of the offense, but I got a little bit concerned. I thought it's a little bit stale, a little bit stagnant right now. They've got to change how they approach playing offense. Our players are not playing as good as they played last year, to me, plain and simple.
So, you know, we were listening to something that Greg Cosell was saying. I'm sure you know Greg and respect him a lot. And
we worked with him for 20 years.
Yeah. So you know, just he was saying some of the things that, you know, in a different way that you were saying. He said, you know, I'm watching these things and I know that Nick knows, like, you know, how to do these things, but they're choosing not to. And he said he just can't, he doesn't understand why. He's just confused as to why. So when you think about the why do you think they're choosing to do that?
Yeah, I did, and I thought about the why very deeply. And it'll go back to conversations I've had in the past with Peyton Manning, who I guess we would all consider, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And I had numerous conversations about Peyton, because Peyton did not like motion. He did not like clusters. He did not like bunches. He just wanted to see where his players were lining up. He always lined up with, you know, Marvin Harrison to the right and Reggie Wayne to the left and, you know, whoever was in the backfield. They lined up in one position. He liked a static offensive look. You know why? That he did not want to know what the defense had changed. If you go in motion, the defense changes on the fly. Peyton did not like that. He liked to have static wide receivers, static backs, very little motion, very little to cluster, and see who's on who and who's he going to attack. So that's how he likes. So I'm not going to say what the Eagles did was right or wrong. I'm going to say there's different ways to approach it. I didn't always agree with what Peyton did. I think he would have done some things better if he had used more motion, if he'd used more clusters, if he'd used more picks and screens. But he didn't like it. So who's going to argue with Peyton Manning? I mean, and so I kind of get the feeling after I thought through it that, well, with Jalen right now, maybe that's the way that we're running our offense. Because Jalen probably likes guys in a static position, doesn't like the defense to change because of motion.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That's kind of the thought that came to my mind.
Well, the big difference there, and Jalen does some things great and other things not as great, is that Peyton Manning was an incredible quarterback in throwing the ball exactly when he should throw it to the exact spot he should throw it. And I don't, you know, Jalen has his pluses and minuses, and he just isn't. He's not the thrower Peyton Manning is.
Well, very few people are, but yeah. Every player has strengths and weaknesses, and it's up to the coaching staff to play to the strengths of that player. Do not put him in a position where he can fail. And we've had this discussion on talk with you guys many, many times. You get the option on Friday when you sit in that quarterback meeting with the offensive coordinator, with the head coach. I don't know who's in that meeting in Philadelphia, but these are places where I've been and I know how other teams operate. You sit there and you put that game plan together and you say, Jalen, what do you like on our third and 7-10? Tell me what you like. So you're going to, if he doesn't like the play, throw it out. And it happens with the backup quarterback and the third string quarterback. They all have input. So the coaches know. If there's a play you like, that's going to stay in the game plan. If there's a play you don't like, it's going to go from 1 to 8, and maybe the 8th choice is going to the game. So the quarterback always, 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 always has the option to kill a play if he's not comfortable with it.
All right, Charles. Well, before the Green Bay game, you said you thought the Eagles would run the table. They have won both of those games so far. I'll ask for your prediction on Sunday. I assume you're sticking by it, but what do you see as a final for Sunday?
Spike, I'm on this bandwagon. I think his defense is going to be phenomenal. The offense just has to be good enough, and I think there's a chance to be a lot better than they are, but they just need to be good enough. And I think maybe even our coordinators and Jalen himself know that if we don't turn the football over, we're going to be a hard team to beat. And as long as we take care of the football, I think we keep on winning. And I wasn't kidding when I said, hey, I think this team is good enough to run the table, and the defense is only going to get better week to week. So I like the Eagles 28-24.
Jaws, one final thing with it being Dallas week. Do you have, we've been asking people all day, do you have one specific most hated Dallas Cowboy?
Too Tall Jones.
There you go.
Too Tall Jones.
When he rushed me, he was too tall for a reason. He was too tall. I didn't see half of my completions when I threw the ball over him. I mean, he was a monster. Too Tall Jones was a nightmare for me.
All right, Jaws. Thank you again, brother.
And we'll
talk to you. We'll talk to you next time. Thank you, Jaws.
You guys are the best, man. Thanks.
Yep.
There he is, Ron Jaworski.
Too Tall Jones.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
God, I wish we had good nicknames in sports still. We have no good nicknames anymore.
Yeah, well, and we force dumb ones.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because everybody needs a brand.
Yeah, the Feds.
Yeah. Oh, well, Feds was a good one. Come on, man. Didn't last very long, but it was a good one. 215-592.
I wonder why that didn't last long here.
Well, yeah, that's a funny point as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-94. I think probably one of the problems, too, is that one of them was false. I think that is, the F was an issue
on
that
one. Oh, yeah. You meant last long. Yeah.
215-592-94. Adam Kasebe doesn't have a nickname. It is spelled Kasebe.
No one calls him the Big Dog?
No, big fella.
big
fella. But what Kasebe can do, doesn't have a great nickname, is he can help you get into the beach house of your absolute dreams down there in Delaware. Jersey, too. Now, if you want a beach home in Jersey, he's got a big network in Jersey. He can help you there, too, so you can call him or text him there. But where he really thrives, he's based out of Long and Foster there in Bethany Beach, is the Delaware beaches. If you've never been, man, it's great. Depending on what your speed is, if you like the boardwalk stuff, there's Rehoboth. If you like quaint little town, there's Lewis. If you're young and like to party, there's Dewey. But no matter where you want to be, he can be the realtor who can help you get your shore house of your dreams, or beach house, Delaware's beach house, Jersey shore house. He is great at it. He's been doing it for a very, very long time. In this competitive market, you need a partner who can help you do it. And once you do it, you think about affording it. One of the reasons Delaware's better, super low property taxes, some of the lowest in the country, really, really low, whereas Jersey is really, really high. And you can end up renting that to other people during the summer, help pay off your mortgage. When you're ready to take the leap, there's no one else that you should reach out to other than Adam Kasebe, Kasebe. You can call or text him. This is the cell that he has in his pocket right now. 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643. Or go to processrealtor.com. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's good, fellas?
What's up, CJ?
Hey, so Spike, real quick.
Yes, sir.
Which one is worse? People calling you big guy or little fella?
Oh, I don't like little fella.
Yeah, little fella is much more insulting.
Yeah, well, because I'm not like I hear little fella and I think 5'7". I'm 5'11". I'm not a little fella, and that I'll take big fella over little fella.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now, Ike.
Yes.
You said you watched some of the Country Music Awards the other day.
Yes.
Yeah, you think you slick. I know why you was watching.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
You got that thing banging back there.
Who did I miss? I wasn't all the way in. What was on? Were the Sixers on that night? Was it Wednesday night, I think, right? Yeah, I think it was Wednesday. So I was back and forth. Did I miss somebody? Who did I miss?
The host. She posted that thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know who she was. No, you're right. She had a little Lainey wagon. Wilson. She was dragging a little wagon back Lainey there. Wilson. Yeah.
Exactly.
Lainey Wilson?
Yes, Lainey Wilson. She's holding.
Yeah.
Hey, didn't know that. Right there.
Yeah, I didn't know the delegation. The other delegation had that, man. Yeah.
Lainey Wilson. She's not. Who is she? What would I know her from? Is she just a TV host?
She's a country singer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
She hosted the AMA. She chose the Country Awards. But she has exactly that. She has like this ridiculous butt.
Ooh, boy.
You serious? Even she said, man, hey, I understand.
Her and Cal Raleigh have the same nickname.
The big dumper.
She said, my butt brought people to my music. She said, my butt brought people to her music, and she's cool with it.
Well, whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes.
Man, whatever it takes. Yeah.
Hey, she keep moving like this. She's going to bring a lot of people over the country. A lot of people going to be over there. The delegation will approve of it. All right.
Good point.
Yes, sir.
Like you said, the noise will be louder if what happens?
You're asking me? I'm saying that if the offense plays well and scores points in all facets, that it will quiet a lot of the noise around the Eagles. The noise around the Eagles has not been about winning or losing. It has not been about the defense. It's been about the performance of the offense. And I do truly believe that, given that there's not another really good, there's not a great team in the NFL this year, that the thing that can beat the Eagles is is this stuff. And I think if they score a bunch of points and the offense looks great, even if they lose the game, I think it will do more to quiet the stuff around the team than if they just win the game 16-13 and the offense looks like trash again.
There's an old saying, say, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, three, four times, however many times Jalen says, this is what you like. I'm not getting fooled again. You know what I'm saying? Like George Bush said, I'm not getting fooled again. So I'm not finna throw away. It will have more questions if the Cowboys put up points on this defense than if we go score for score. We will start questioning things if the defense all of a sudden can't keep up. Because then it will be like, okay, if we play against playoff-level teams that have an offense, and we can't keep up by stopping them on defense, you ain't gonna.
I don't think anybody believes that nobody believes that the defense is going to hold everybody to 10 points for the rest. They're going to have a game where they get lit up.
Blame them.
What's that?
But you know what's going to happen.
What?
If we put up points and don't win, you know what's going to happen?
What?
You're going to have that freaking weirdo that always calls in that thinks it's his son. Well, if the defense had a play and all these doggone Dak, you know what I'm saying?
But that's noise they can handle. That the noise from us they can handle. It's the noise from them that they can't handle.
I want to win. All right. Defense go out there and smack Dallas. I can live with that. We smack Dallas and take a win. Where's the L at? They leave with two L's. They got stopped. And they took an L. So that's why I'm down for that. Yep. And I get to walk around and ask him, you say who's my most hated Cowboy?
Yeah.
The one who made my life miserable. The damn coach. Jimmy Johnson with that damn saying, how about them Cowboys?
That's a good one.
I hate that myth.
Jimmy Johnson.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! I get to use it. All the winning we've been doing, man, I get to slap it right back on it.
Yep. Yep, I reverse it on them every time they lose a game. I throw it out there. How about the Cowboys? Yep.
Exactly. What they had though? You know, that's what I asked. What they had though? Hey, fellas, y'all have a go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Thank you for the call, CJ.
Appreciate it, CJ.
No problem. Y'all have a great one. Hey, I got one more.
No, what?
What you got?
I didn't get my person in yesterday for the top 10.
Who's a perfect 10? Go ahead.
Perfect 10? So I know you don't think I was going to be on some Yoshi type stuff. But this is a classic woman. I don't know, the delegation don't know, because I don't know if her name was said yesterday. Felicia Rashad.
Felicia Rashad.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yes. 10.
Yes.
10, top 10. Velvet rope top 10. Yeah,
I have a fact. All right, CJ.
Velvet rope top 10.
I was going to say she was married to Lenny Kravitz, but that was Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, Ahmad Rashad.
Ahmad Rashad.
Yeah.
Man, what was I going to say? Oh, man. It was good, too.
Mm. It's good. I lost it.
Oh, Jimmy Johnson. Can you imagine if Jerry Jones does not fire Jimmy Johnson, the run that the Cowboys had a great run at the time, won three Super Bowls.
They might win another two.
Yeah.
They could have won five in that decade.
Well, and they could have, you know, rebuilt the team, right? If you have a real coach in there and you're not looking for a coach again, the odds of you being able to keep that up, like, I don't know that they have a Belichick type run or anything, but man, like, he ruined everything.
Jerry.
He did. The ego ruins everything, right? Yeah. He was mad that Jimmy Johnson was getting too much credit, which he deserved. Jimmy Johnson deserves every bit of that credit.
So when I watched the documentary, right? That America's Team documentary.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I obviously would have sided with Jimmy Johnson. He's the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Johnson is in part to blame. The owner just wants to feel a part of this thing.
Right.
You can't shut the guy out who's signing the checks for everybody. He is still your boss.
There was an ego problem on Jimmy Johnson's
on Jimmy's side too.
Too.
Yeah. On Jimmy's side too.
Yeah.
And I think Jerry always felt like, hold on, I bought this team. I hired you. I'm the one who got this team out of financial ruin and everything else. And Jerry just wants to be the proud dad of the team. And Jimmy, it just rubbed Jimmy the wrong way. It's like, dude, you are constantly in the picture. Like, you're constantly trying to take credit. Sit down somewhere. I'm the head coach of the team. And they both had that ego.
Yeah.
Problem is, Jerry gets final say.
Yeah, Jerry's the one that ended it.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the day, he's the one that ended it. Yeah.
So I felt like if Jimmy had just given him a little bit of that, then maybe Jerry. And sometimes you got to pat him on the head and be like,
thanks for all the money.
Yeah. Exactly.
Every once in a while I say that to David Agro. Hey, thanks for the money.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for the money.
Yeah.
What did you say, Jack?
I didn't want to add anything to that.
No, I said have to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought there was a parking comment.
Right.
I'm trying not to bring the parking.
Mr. Money Bags over here.
No, there's no money bags.
Buy another car this week.
Yeah, buy another car.
Yeah,
something.
How many cars?
Yeah, add another wing to the house.
Yeah.
Parking pisses me off.
Okay.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we find out if Hugh Douglas holds on to the belt. But you, even more important than the belt is where you could see Joe Conklin.
That's right. You can see Joe Conklin's comedy show at the Uptown Theater in Westchester. How about that in Jack's neck of the woods?
Hell yeah.
With Norm Klar and Brendan Donegan. On Thursday, January 15th, you know where you get your tickets at, JoeConklin.com.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.